Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your pension is with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie and find out more.
After breaking attendance records at Electric Picnic last weekend, the Wolftones are to mark 6 decades together with an anniversary gig in Dublin next year. The Wolftones drew the largest crowd to date to the festival's Electric Arena on Sunday night. The resurgent success of the veteran protest band with young people has caused much debate in recent weeks. Let's have a quick listen to them in action.
We're on the one road, share the one load. We're on the road to God knows where. We're on the one road, it may be the wrong road, but we're together now, who cares? North men, south men, comrades all, Dublin, Belfast, Cork and Donegal. We're on the one road, swinging along, singing the soldier's song.
Well, to discuss the Wolftones phenomenon, we're joined now by Dr. Stephen Miller, lecturer in anthropology and ethnomusicology at Queen's University Belfast. He's also the author of Sounding Descent, Rebel Songs, Resistance and Irish Republicanism. And you're very welcome, Stephen, to the programme this evening. I don't know if it's fair to say this, but have the Wolftones been an overnight success after 60 years?
If that's the case, then it's definitely been a long night.
It certainly is. Why do you think we're seeing what we're seeing here? I mean, these huge, huge crowds at Electric Picnic, for example, the Wolftones now looking at the Three Arena.
I think it's really interesting. I think there seems to be a range of things that are going on. I think the first thing to say is I think it's important to acknowledge that the band have always been popular. To paraphrase another well-known Republican, they haven't gone away, you know. The Wolftones, they emerged as part of the ballad boom in the 1960s. They played high-profile international venues across the world, places like New York's Carnegie Hall and things like that. And although musical tastes have changed throughout the decades, they continued to play a steady number of shows across Ireland and Britain. And that's tended to be in smaller venues like hotels, GAA clubs, Celtic supporters clubs, and what could be described as more of a subculture, if you like. But these larger types of gigs, those have tended to be the exception rather than the rule. So that you've tended to see them in places like West Belfast at the Fela. You've tended to see them in Glasgow's Barrowland Ballrooms, again, the close connection with Glasgow Celtic. So I would tend to see what we saw there, Electric Picnic, as forming part of that. The more rare concerts, if you like, these big, massive ones, rather than the more stable concerts that have been performing throughout the more recent history, you know?
Obviously one of the more controversial aspects of what they're singing, the biggest one, is the Uwa Uwa Uptara song, Celtic Symphony. Do you think, and there's been so much discussion about this over the last couple of weeks, and indeed the last couple of months, one commentator, for example, saying during the week that young people singing rebel songs runs the risk of romanticising the horrible and ugly troubles, and other people simply saying this is just young people pushing back against authority.
I mean, that's a debate that we have annually here in Belfast. So, as I say, every year the Wolftones close at the West Belfast Festival, and every year we have the same discussion in the media around that particular song, about calls whether or not it should be dropped. It's a bit of a circus, to be honest. It's the same talking points that get rehearsed every year, time and again. I think what's particularly interesting about this example is the demographic, the types of people that went along to that concert. Mm. So what really seems to have shocked people is that these weren't the types of people who were supposed to be singing these songs. You know, this was supposed to be a very mainstream type music festival, and yet the people who were the songs that they were singing were not the types of songs typically associated with this festival. So I think that's what's interesting for me.
So what's going on with that then, do you think, Stephen? Like, what is happening there? What is that phenomenon?
Well, again, I think there's always been this appetite. I think people have been raised on these songs. I think despite the fact that we don't hear them on the radio, these songs form part of the sort of social fabric in a lot of Irish households. They're there, whether it's the Wolftones that people are hearing sing these songs or other bands. these songs are songs that young people would have been reared on and heard. And just hearing these songs in that environment is something I think that would sort of activate people to go along and listen to them.
Okay.
And I think musically, the songs themselves are they lend themselves very well to sort of that type of communal singing. They're very good at being sung collectively.
So is it a sense of identity then? Because for a lot of people, most people will know the song. It'll be familiar to most people. It's something that most people know at least some of the words to. And as you say, there's this sort of the communal moment when you're singing along to the song where everybody knows the words to at least some of it. That is a big sense of identity as opposed to people believing what they're actually singing.
Well,
is it both?
It depends. So if you're talking about the Celtic Symphony, I mean, that was obviously only one song among a full set. So that's the song that everyone focuses on. And as I say, I think that discussion, if you like, has been played out a lot. So for me, that's less interesting than a lot of the other stuff that's been happening. So for example, on your show tonight, we've just heard about the sort of the breaking news about the sort of legacy, the legacy bill that the British government have announced, and that plays out through songs as well. So again, there was an article in the Irish Times, and Bertie Hearn was saying, you know, young people need to be educated about the troubles, but yet some of this sort of education is tied in with songs. So I think it's interesting how the Wolf Tones sort of, on the one hand, like, they sort of see themselves as being part of this ballad tradition whereby it's their role to sort of educate people through songs, but yet at the same time there seems to be some sort of distance whereby when they get criticism for doing these things, they want to step away from that, you know?
Okay. Really interesting to speak to you. Very interested to hear from our listeners on this to 51551. We'll leave it there for the moment. That's Dr. Stephen Miller, lecturer in anthropology and ethnomusicology at Queen's University Belfast.